The world suddenly seems so very small as we all continue to fight the novel coronavirus, COVID-19, together. Our friends, Dorothy and Roger of the nonprofit RafikiAfrica.org, join us from Alendu, Kenya, Dorothy's village about 6 hours west of Nairobi near Lake Victoria. Guys, I know it's late there, so thank you so much for staying up late to talk with us. We miss both of you so very much. What is the situation like for you in Kenya?
The whole country is on a curfew. Everyone has to get home by 7 o'clock. So that has created some tension, some anxiety, more so in the big cities. But I also see a lot of peace about it because people understand what the government is trying to achieve. It's all for their good and for the safety of everyone. But definitely when people can't do their activities as usual, it creates a little bit of anxiety. So in the village, it's not that bad. People are actually enjoying the time, the extra time in the evenings at home. People are really cooperating and trying to work with the authorities and the Department of Health and the police to do their best and stay at home.
Now, you mentioned a curfew. So do you have to be inside your compound or do you have to be inside your house? How does that work?
It depends on the local authority. For most places, you have to be inside your house. A few places that you can be outside the house, inside, but within your compound, like doing stuff outdoors. But for the most part, you really need to be inside the house.
Now, Dorothy, you're a nurse, so I'm sure everyone is glad to have you there with them. If someone was to get sick, I know you said it's not in your region at the moment. What would they do and where would they go, I guess? Where is the closest hospital?
Each county has one hospital that the government has designated for treatment. If somebody has a symptom, they would go there and go through the process of getting diagnosed. And then once it's confirmed, that specific hospital would decide where they can go for treatment or to be quarantined in a hospital setting. For us, the nearest is Kisumu.
And from what I remember, that's about a 1.5 to 2 hour drive. What about businesses? Here, only essential businesses are open.
It's the same here. Only essential businesses, mainly food, product, transport, hospitals or human services kind of stuff. Schools are closed. They have restrictions, like there can only be one customer being served at a time. Public transport is not as crowded. They can only carry so many people per vehicle. People have to wear a mask on the street. Every store, every market has like a hand wash station. So a lot of similar guidelines and restrictions like you have there, we are experiencing here too.
And again, the world does feel so small as we are going through this situation together. Dorothy, any messages you and Roger want to send out to your friends here in Lancaster and York?
We definitely miss being home, but we also realize this probably happened for us to be here for a reason. We were supposed to travel back home a week before they closed down the airport. So our flight was canceled. So we just accepted being here, but we think about everyone. We're praying for them. We miss being home. And they can pray for us too, because the big difference here is the resources are not available. People don't have the masks. It's very expensive. People don't have the soap and clean water to wash their hands. Food has become very expensive. So we're experiencing a very big increase in our services of people that we need to supply with those necessities. And of course, our students that need extra food and extra supplies. So that is our challenge here.
I invite people to visit RafikiAfrica.org for more info on the work you do and for ways to help. And they can also search Rafiki Africa on Facebook. You are there with your parents. They live there in the compound. So it must be nice being close to your parents.
Yes, but no, because they're older. My parents are in their 80s. So they have special concerns with the virus and it's been very interesting for us to put restrictions around the family of who can visit and who can't, and when and how, and washing hands. So it's been a little bit of a challenge. They're grateful that we're here, actually, to help them with everything that has to happen.
I think they would be, because, Dorothy, I know I've seen you in action there. You're going to keep everybody in line and keep everybody away that needs to be. I know how you operate.
I think this one is a little beyond my planning. I think the rural African community, especially here in Kenya, people first thought that the virus was too far away from them. And so they didn't pay a lot of attention to the instructions the government was giving until we started having the curfew and they started hearing about a few cases in the neighboring communities. Then they realized this is really serious. So now people are trying to learn more, and that keeps us very busy helping people to just really get on board with what they need to do. We had one death in the neighboring county this week, and other neighboring counties have had one or two deaths, but most of them, yeah, more than 60% are in Nairobi and Mombasa. So Nairobi has a complete lockdown, and you cannot even travel there.
I wanted to get a message to Roger. Roger, market is not the same without you. It does look so much different. I've still been doing my weekly shopping, but many stands aren't open, and so many people are allowed in market at a time. We're wearing masks, a lot of items not available. I do miss seeing you at market, Roger.
I know, Lisa. We know we just keep praying for you guys, and you know, it is what it is, but I know we're going to get through. But I feel for all my market customers and my fellow vendors there. It's really tragic, because somebody just sent me a WhatsApp video, and it was really like a ghost town. So are you wearing masks there at the radio station right now?
Right now, I am not, because, you know, when you do radio, pretty much I'm always self-isolating. I am in a room by myself. There's only one person in the office when I arrive. I'm arriving later in the day, just before my air shift. And a lot of people in the office, most everyone is working from home, except one or two people that are here for phone calls and that sort of thing. But all of our events, of course, canceled. Yeah, when I go out, I have my mask, but thankfully I'm by myself, so I don't have to wear one when I talk on the radio.
Okay, well, we're praying for you guys that you stay safe and, you know, you get through this as well as we will do, you know.
Before we go, can we talk about the Lighthouse Academy kids?
Our new school curriculum, we've been able to send the kids to be homeschooled, which is something very difficult to do in Kenya. And it's working really well. We check on them every 2 weeks. So that's something that's sort of similar with Lancaster families that do homeschooling. The new curriculum is very friendly at home, and the parents have been able to follow the instructions with the help of the teachers on the phone. And some of the kids that their parents can't read English stop in for help with different staff members. I've adopted one or two kids to help. And so it's really working well. We hope when school reopens, most of our kids, our students won't be too much behind.
And one more question before we go. Can you talk more about the food situation there?
Some specific fruits like oranges are only grown in certain parts of the country. Places like Nairobi and Mombasa being locked down, you can't travel through them. We can't get those food items. So you either don't get it, we don't see it at all, and the few vendors who still had some, it became very expensive. The local farmers are the only ones supplying the markets with what they grow locally, and the demand is high, so everything is just tripled. Like, it's very expensive. So we are very fortunate that our farm provides us with vegetables and fruits, and it's been raining, so we've been able to extend our hands and feed more students and keep growing and supply the community. So it's been a blessing. Our farm has been a blessing to the community.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Dorothy. Thank you, Roger. I know it's late there, and it's been an amazing phone line. I guess it's probably better to talk late at night for you.
It is much better because the lines are not as busy, so it's clear. We enjoy hearing your voice. Thank you, Lisa. The kids are still wearing the kids' cookie break bands. I see them quite a few times in the village.
Yay.
And I see the pencils at school.
Oh, it just warms my heart so much to hear that. Love to both of you, Dorothy and Roger of RafikiAfrica.org. Thank you so much for talking with us, and we are praying for you guys.
Thank you so much, Lisa. We'll be praying for everyone in Lancaster and York County, and we miss them so much. And give our love to everyone at the station.